There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It's hour number 3 live in L.A. It's The Herd. Monday show is flying by. Patriots want to move out of the number 3 spot in the draft. Vikings, Giants, my hunch, moving up to get a quarterback. Yeah, I was saying this during the break. It's one thing to get into a bidding war for the second best home in a neighborhood, who you may think fits your family better and is the best house, Drake May. It's another thing to get into a bidding war for the fourth best home in a neighborhood when nobody thinks it's number one. Minnesota's quarterback coach was Drake May's high school coach. They may really believe that size, bigger than Caleb, arm, unbelievable, moves like Herbert, he's just raw. So there's a difference. Minnesota, I could see getting into a bidding war and saying, yeah, if Washington takes Jaden, we're getting the best quarterback for our offense in the league. Caleb wouldn't be, because Caleb tends to be a guy that'll move out of some place, ad lib out of play. Drake May won't. So there's a big difference between getting into a bidding war for what you perceive as 1A and 4.
The house analogy is great. So when you told me, when we were moving out here, you had told me a certain town that was good, and my wife identified this place. We got to go rent this place. And they kind of were locked into somebody. My wife said, let's just overpay. Let's overpay and get it. It's a perfect backyard. We overpaid and we got it. So if they love Drake May and he's there, maybe you overpay and worry about the rest later.
And remember, the key to Minnesota is they have a star back, tight end, two receivers, great left tackle. This is an offense that doesn't need a spectacular playmaking quarterback. Like, McVay doesn't want that either. He went Goff to Stafford. Shanahan doesn't want you running out of his play. Either does McVay. Either does Kevin O'Connell, viewed as the tall McVay. You don't want you running around. Caleb tends to be just naturally a playmaker. Drake May would rather sit in the pocket and make throws. So the Vikings may look at him and say, he's not as gifted, we don't think, as Caleb, but he's a better fit for us. You ever notice how many people in this league, offensive coaches like Kirk Cousins, accurate runs the play? How small Aaron Rodgers' market was at the end. Prickly, does his own thing, blows off coaches. So Minnesota looks at this. My question moving up for them was always, well, you're getting the number 4 quarterback. Drake May for Minnesota, let me tell you something. You will be right on this. If Drake May goes to Minnesota, he's going to succeed. That is, I'm trying to think of the last time a college quarterback came out. I can't even identify the last time a college quarterback came out. Maybe it's Brock Purdy, where you had a elite left tackle, an elite back, the best receiver in the league, a great number two, an offensive coach. It may be Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, he literally was a dead last pick in the draft.
But every single box was checked. Left tackle, star receiver, playmaker, offensive coach. This Minnesota is a younger San Francisco.
Well, Justin Herbert came in and they had Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, right? Like he came
Mike Williams can't stay healthy at the time. They didn't have a left. No. It's a different argument. I'm saying day one in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
They were a disaster on the offensive line. A disaster.
Yeah, he did take a lot of sacks. Yeah.
And they didn't have perceived as an elite offensive coach. Minnesota is San Francisco for Brock Purdy, but Drake May's bigger, stronger, and more talented. Like so if Drake May goes to Minnesota, succeed. It's going to work. He's going to work. You're going to have in that division Drake May, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams. You talk about a that's something.
Loaded.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Well, he's covered the NFL for over two decades. Sirius XM host, NFL Network reporter, insider. His name is Tom Pelissero. We have the pleasure of bringing him on a handful of times a year. So this is a very exciting time for you. Draft is in Detroit. It's been such a hit by the league, moving it around city to city to city, especially these northern tier cities, cold weather that feel forgotten in the winter, and you bring in the draft, and it's unbelievable. So that'll be great for Michigan's economy and Detroit and all that stuff. So we said there are certain drafts. This will be the highest rated draft for a couple reasons. A lot of quarterbacks. The league's never been more popular, and a couple of star quarterbacks like Caleb Williams. So there's some real star power, and also New York's drafting high, the Boston market, Chicago. It's going to be a home run. Do you foresee all your sources? We hear today there's a report, New England's taking calls, which I don't think is a terrible idea. Do you think this is a big mover shaker draft, or we're all hyped up and it'll be teams staying in their slots?
Well, I'd start by saying I don't think that New England listening to calls is a new development. They've been listening for a couple of months now. But when you're sitting at three and you don't have clarity about what's going to happen on number two, there's every reason to think that the Patriots, barring the type of offer that they can't refuse, are going to wait and take this all the way until they're on the clock. You got Caleb Williams, who is, I would say, barring some type of act of God, locked in with the Bears at number one. There certainly are a lot of signs pointing toward Jaden Daniels going to Washington. at number two, though not 100%. We still got 72 hours or so before this draft here. If those two fall like that, New England will be in a spot where they can stand at number three, take Drake May, or maybe J.J. McCarthy, or see whether or not the Giants, the Vikings, or some wild card team is willing to up their offer, which to this point, the Patriots haven't gotten that type of offer, is my understanding. There absolutely have been conversations. Those have been going on for weeks. But your best leverage might not come until you're on the clock on Thursday night if you're New England. Elliot Wolf, as the new scouting director there, he's been with the Patriots organization a couple of years, the son of Ron Wolf. He's been in the league a long time. He knows how to do trades. You got Gerard Mayo as a new head coach. The Crafts, of course, are going to be involved in that decision as well. You got to weigh this out. You don't anticipate drafting number three overall again for a very long time if things go well here. So you better be very sure you're getting the right guy, or else getting the type of offer that makes a lot of sense and still have that opportunity to get somebody else to supplement that position.
We started talking about this, Tom. It just kind of popped into our head. So look at how many of the best quarterbacks in the NFL were kind of unfinished in college. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Jordan Love. Most of these kids go to a big powerhouse school. Not a lot of heavy lifting, J.J. McCarthy. Or, you know, they come out pretty clean. You know what they are, you know what they're not. But Allen was raw. Mahomes was raw. Jordan Love had a bad last year. And I look at this draft and I think, oh, that's Drake May. The traits are off the charts. I mean, Mahomes' arm. I mean, Lamar Jackson's twitchiness. Josh Allen's size. But you have to sort of buy into with Drake May. We can clean him up. Offensive coaches like Kevin O'Connell, I think he loves that challenge. But I look at Drake May and I think, are we overlooking him and beating him up because he's just not a finished product in a draft that keeps rewarding us with unfinished products?
Well, there's also a line of those unfinished products that haven't worked out. I mean, Trey Lance, to this point in his career, obviously he's not even on the 49ers anymore. Zach Wilson, I think people thought was a little bit closer, but still had work to do, obviously, to this point. That hasn't worked out. I mean, everything's a gamble in the draft. And that's part of the challenge of this is, you know, what's really unique about this draft, and I had a bunch of scouts make this point to me when I was doing my annual quarterback rankings for NFL.com, is that there's six, maybe even seven guys. If you throw in Spencer Rattler, some people have him a little bit closer to that top group. Some have him above Michael Penix. But there's six or seven guys who you look at who could be starters in the NFL, and they're all different. They're all good dudes in terms of you think you can work with them. There's not a guy that you're worried about. Like, you can make a case for a lot of different guys being able to be starters in the NFL. Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, I've heard that on both sides. I think that it's leaned a little bit more if you're taking a cross-section of all the teams. There's a few more people who would vote for Jaden Daniels as the number two quarterback, but Drake certainly has some big fans as well. With Daniels, you know, he's, outside of Caleb Williams, the most talented passer in the draft, had a lot of productivity the last couple of years, obviously, at LSU, but he's a smaller guy, more narrowly framed. He has put on weight, but there's concern about just the hellacious hits that he takes, whether that play style is going to hold up at the next level. With Drake, you're right. He's, you know, 6'3 and change. He's 220, big guy. He's got a pretty big arm. The concerns on him, one, he's not really naturally accurate. A lot of coaches bring that up, that you see him miss a lot of throws. And so, to your point, you're going to have some cleanup to do. Well, if you're doing that cleanup and you're coming from that North Carolina offense that is so dumbed down and simplistic, this is a guy that you want to sit for a while. I had a head coach tell me, somebody who's got a really good track record with quarterbacks, Drake May is Jordan Love, where the tools are there, but you got to sit him for 2-3 years, ideally. We all know that's not the reality in the NFL. Almost right. All these first-round picks go out there unless you're in that type of a development situation in Green Bay. And if you're Washington and you want to make the case for taking Drake May over Jaden Daniels, you better have everybody on board, which in Washington is a lot of people, from Josh Harris to Bob Myers to Magic Johnson, obviously Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. You better have a plan in place, because what you don't want to do is force a guy out there before he's ready, because we've seen so many instances through the years where that really is harmful to a guy's long-term development.
So Dak went fourth round, Russell Wilson third, Brock Purdy, last guy taken. Kirk Cousins, fourth. Brady the GOAT. Joe Montana, third. We know this. A majority of quarterbacks go first round that are great. But increasingly, all these kids in the last decade have 10,000 throws by the time they're 14. It's a cottage industry, quarterback coaching. So there's a kid at Tulane, Michael Pratt. And, you know, I saw him play, he was against USC a couple years ago. Clearly talented. We're not talking third, fourth, fifth. I mean, a lot of people have him like mid-second. What do we know about this kid? Because we have a history here in the last decade. Somebody's going to pop that's not in the first round.
I'm glad you brought up that name, Colin, because we actually have, I did a short documentary on Michael Pratt. It's going to air tomorrow night on NFL 360 on NFL Network, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Pratt has overcome unbelievable hardship in his personal life, personal tragedy. His best friend in high school, a guy named Bryce Gowdy, who was a top recruit, was going to Georgia Tech on a scholarship. And right before they were about to both leave and early enroll at their schools, Bryce Gowdy committed suicide. Last year, you know, and Pratt has honored Gowdy with a tattoo. He wears his number. He's been, that's been a big part of his driving force. Last year, during the summer, Pratt also lost his brother, who had been his biggest fan. If you ever saw a big guy after some of those big games lifting Pratt up into the front row, that was his brother. He also passed away. And when you talk to people about Michael Pratt, it's not even so much the player. You're right. I mean, he's done something. I mean, he elevated that Tulane program, but it's about this guy, the way that he brings people together. You know, is he a starter? Is he a solid starter in the league? That's ambitious for some of the scouts and coaches, but certainly this is a guy who's going to be in the NFL for the next decade plus. As a person, he's unbelievable. And you're right, this could be the next guy after that initial wave of six or seven players. One of the fascinating things about this draft is, and this is a function of NIL, once you get past those six or seven, if you include Rattler and then Pratt, there's really nobody else that I could sit here and tell you are going to get drafted. Joe Milton probably does, just because he's got a howitzer and can throw the ball the length of the field. Yeah. Somebody's going to take on that project in the late rounds, but you might only have nine or so guys get drafted at all. So if you want one, we got more teams that have a quarterback need than there are guys who are going to go in the first round. That has a tendency to push players up. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Rattler in the second round, and I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Pratt also comes off the board by the end of day two.
Yeah, Pratt, I'm more Pratt, I think. Rattler was a little inconsistent for me, but again, I saw him play at Oklahoma, and so I saw him in big games, and where Rattler, South Carolina and Oklahoma. Isn't that where he played, South Carolina and Oklahoma? Yeah, yeah. So I saw him in big games against really good teams, and that worried me, whereas Tulane, I think the stuff's all fascinating. I think all these guys are interesting, and I think a lot of it's where they land. Caleb's going – oh, go ahead. What were you going to say, Tom?
You want a little breaking news?
What happened? Yeah, please.
Jets have just traded Zach Wilson to the Broncos. They are going to send a 2024 sixth-round pick for Wilson and a 2024 seventh-rounder. Teams are going to divide up his bonus. So, Denver, 3 days out from the NFL draft, has a new quarterback. It is Zach Wilson headed to the Broncos, Tom.
I thought Arizona. He comes west to Denver, which is by Utah, where he's from, closer to family. So basically, offensive coach Sean Payton, offensive coaches tend to think this, I can save somebody. Isn't that, you get a lot of that with offensive coaches. I mean, even Mike McCarthy, I can save Trey Lance. What does that feel like to you? Does that feel like they don't need a quarterback?
This is a really interesting one, too, because remember, Zach Wilson played at BYU. He's from out there. He obviously didn't work out for him in New York. So you get him back home. You get him for virtually nothing in terms of a late-round pick swap. The Jets are paying, I don't know the exact numbers, but they're paying a significant amount of his training camp roster bonus, too. So this is a low-risk flyer on a guy who a few years ago, I mean, I had many coaches make the case to me that Zach Wilson's tape was better than Trevor Lawrence's. Zach Wilson could have been the number one pick in that draft. Again, a lot of things have taken place since then, and it has not necessarily gone, Zach Wilson's way. We have seen flashes of Zach Wilson. Yeah. Like the first six games last year with the Jets, I think they're 3-3. He played pretty good, not perfect, not, superstar level, but he played well enough, and then it went completely sideways on him again. With Sean Payton, what he's going to lock in on here, with Zach Wilson is getting Zach to do exactly what he tells him to do.
Right.
Play in the system. Play to your strengths. We're going to put playmakers around you. Just basically break him down to the most simplistic level, because Zach Wilson can make all the amazing plays. It's like Robert Saleh said at one point, he's got to make the layups consistently.
Yeah.
When your mechanics are constantly, yeah, everything's off balance, everything's off one foot, fading away, you lose some of those easy plays. If anybody can get the most out of Zach Wilson, it's going to be Sean Payton. I can tell you this, Colin, that tweet's been sitting in my drafts for like a month, so glad I had that ready to go when I got the text live on your show. Glad that was off the table. A quarterback draft week trade is done, broken live here on The Herd. How about that?
Look at that. As I sit behind my gigantic organ, ready to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as everybody knows.
Well, I think every time that I'm watching you, I just want to hear, like, how about some Christmas carols?
Can we do? Da, 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 da,
you got a lot of options.
Tom, it's great seeing you as always. He airs, Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt airs tomorrow, 8 Eastern, NFL Network. This is considered like the second round quarterback who, I don't know why, I'll just throw this name out here. This makes no sense. J Mac, you'll know this. When I looked at Pratt play, you know what I thought? Ken O'Brien. I'm just telling you, that's what I saw. First time I saw him play, I thought, okay, I have gray hair, I'm old, I play in Oregon, of course I'd think Ken O'Brien, but that's just the point. When I saw him, that's what I thought.
I'm giving you a complex now, and I'm actually really proud of it.
All right, Tom, thank you. All right, Zach Wilson. How about that? Also, Pratt was at Tulane for 4 years. You know why I like that? Went through hardships in his personal life. Somebody stays, they commit to a school. I thought Zach would go to Arizona, because it's by Utah, get him back to his family. He goes to Denver. That's pretty close to Utah. So he goes back west, where he's comfortable, where he went to high school and college. And then, you know, my take is they don't have to move up for a quarterback.
Okay.
If one falls to them, Denver now, my guess is Denver doing this? We're going to move back. The Broncos are saying, we're going to move back for a quarterback. We need players. We're at 12. Let's move to 17. We may still get Bo and Penix, but if we don't, we're taken care of with Stidham and Zach Wilson.
Okay. Ben Gucci DiNucci also listed on the depth chart. Did you hear what he said? I had that in my drafts for a month, so I went to look at his tweet. There's no way he could have written all that while doing the interview. So you're telling me he knew this was happening for a month?
Well, Pelissero's no ham and egg. He's been doing this for 20 years. He's got information that he can't put out yet.
So wait, the Broncos and the Jets have known this deal was going to happen for a month?
Well, they've been discussing it for a lot of things.
That's insane.
Well, I mean, what do you think, these guys make a deal in 15 minutes? This stuff gets work. I mean, basically what Sean Payton is saying, I need a franchise quarterback. I probably want to draft Bo Nix or Michael Penix, and both have enough college starts they're ready to play.
Okay, so what does it say that he's had this in his draft for months in regard to the Broncos?
If they knew
this deal was happening.
Sean Payton's looked at the video of both.
Okay, and
his take is it would be a reach by Denver at 12 to get Bo Nix or Penix.
Okay.
If we can move back to 18-19, a spot ahead of the Rams, because people are concerned the Rams are going to take one of those guys because of Stafford's age. So if we can move down 6 or 7 spots, get additional picks, which we need in the division with Harbaugh, Reed, Herbert, Mahomes, and get them, great. If we move back, it tells me Denver's moving back in the draft, not up.
Well, they also moved up with that late-round pick. Up like 50 picks.
I think
or whatever.
Denver now is moving back. That's what it signaled. And not a ton, 5 spots. Get another second or third round pick. Hopefully land a Bo Nix or a Penix. I got to tell you something. It would not shock me if Denver moved back, got picks, and they've made their mind up. I think the Tulane kid is the player. Tulane kid Michael Pratt has a lot of Brock Purdy. Won a lot of games, highly productive, same program. I mean, again, he may see no gap between Bo Nix and Pratt. He may be it's inches. Yeah. He sees a gap between Jaden and Caleb or Drake, okay, and so, Bo Nix. But Denver needs players.
Hold on. Sam Hartman put up massive numbers in Wake, went to Notre Dame. Start stats. Come on. If you're going by that.
Pratt's a better prospect than Hartman.
Clearly, everybody likes Pratt more. I just don't see why.
I think my Ken O'Brien comp may rock the world.
80% of our audience has no clue who that is.
That's what I saw him play. I thought Ken O'Brien, that's what he reminds me of.
So Zach Wilson heads west back to maybe more comfortable surroundings.
Denver
out of the
moves
media.
Back in the draft, gets more picks, and has their eye on Rattler or Michael Pratt. Now, remember, Rattler was the number one high school quarterback in the country. He's a little loose for me. He's a little Drew Locke, Jay Cutler for me, but he's got talent.
I was bullish on him going to South Carolina, and did you see what happened there? Like, nothing. Like,
no, nothing it's again, happened. Rattler, you know how I am.
He beat out Caleb Williams.
And then he didn't.
Well, he was supposed to be the next Heisman winner. Remember Rattler?
It's not who starts the season, it's who finishes.
I don't
Rattler
even know
is a little
that.
Drew Locke, Jay Cutler, a little loose for my taste. Little loose.
He's a little Zach Wilson for my taste.
So, okay, here's my big guess. Denver goes back. Not a ton, but they go back 5 or 6 spots now because of this move.
I
still
they
think
can.
They want a quarterback, but it's telling you that Sean Payton has looked at it. Sean's like, guys, we can't afford to move up for the top three. I guarantee you, Sean knows that Nix is 4 or 5, and his take is, I'm not taking the 5th best quarterback at 12. I'll take him at 18 and get a 3rd-round pick.
18.
Then the value proposition changes. But I bet you Sean Payton is looking at that Tulane kid because the Tulane kid's a lot like Bo Nix. You draw it up, he makes the throws, he sits in the pocket, he's got some Brock Purdy. Stayed there, a lot of starts, grown up, dealt with some personal stuff. This kid's an adult.
How about this? I know you want to lock up the 5th year, right, for the quarterback by getting him in the 1st round. Would they trade back to, say, Kansas City spot? I know in the division. Would Kansas City move up saying, Rashee Rice, he could get a full season. We need to go get a receiver.
Yeah, but there's a huge drop-off between Neighbors, Adunze, and Harrison, and the 4th receiver.
Brian Thomas, LSU, no? Okay.
When you're not the best receiver in your college team, you're not going to be Randy Moss. I'm not moving up 8 spots for a guy who's the 2nd best receiver in college. Think about how good Ohio State's receiving recruiting has been for 5 years with Brian Hartline. Right now, Ohio State gets the best receivers in the country. Harrison is significantly better than their number 2. And their number 2s are going in the 1st round. So you're telling me this Brian Thomas guy, well, he's not nearly Neighbors. Okay. I can wait on that.
Fine.
I mean, Ohio State has only 5-star receivers. Harrison is significantly better than their 2nd best receiver. Yeah. That's a transcendent, that's a game changer. By the way, did you see USC spring game this weekend with no Caleb Williams?
They tell me you want to talk about that during the show. Are we going to talk about
it? It's like 4 picks or something. I watched the 1st half, got so discouraged, I took a nap.
I thought you would just tear up the rest of the show and just do Zach Wilson stuff. You know, we pay
this
homage
is unbelievable.
To the Mormon Mahomes. That run is over in New York.
All right, we break. It's the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Zach Wilson, Jets to the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton has another quarterback. They need more picks. Will they move up? Will they move back? I would choose the latter. Here's J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So I'm thinking to tomorrow's show. Do you think we'll open with Zach Wilson over the Lakers?
We'll open tomorrow's show with Lakers losing in overtime to Denver.
Stop.
And then we'll go to the NFL draft for a long time.
I'm just telling you, there is like a Zach Wilson montage to be made of just bad plays with the Jets, being a colossal bust, me even saying Mormon Mahomes. It's over, though. The tenure is over. He's out the door. By the way, Mekhi Becton, do you know where he is right now?
Yeah, Mekhi Becton got picked up by Cincinnati.
He's basically not playing football at the moment, and he's not projected to be a starter anywhere. Joe Douglas, I know he's hit on a lot of draft picks, but the two biggest ones were massive whiffs.
Yeah.
This is a make or break here for GM, coach. All right, let's move on. First story, USC spring game over the weekend. Cowherd must talk about this. I'm surprised you were not in the front row, Colin.
I watched the entire first half and was dejected. Now, I like the fact they actually have a defense, but
So all three quarterbacks for USC in the post-Caleb Williams era combined for four interceptions. Two from the presumed starter, Miller Moss, who was last seen lighting up some bowl game that was completely irrelevant. Remember when you had that? You were like six touchdowns for Miller Moss.
Louisville, yeah. Yeah, this was, you know what? You got to be positive.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Look at this defense. Finally have an elite defense. I will say that having watched USC's defense stink for seemingly forever, if you told me this year USC's defense was better than the offense, I would take it.
Yeah,
because their defense has been just ridiculous for years. And when Pete Carroll was here, you just knew the defense was playmaking and you know, it was just difficult, destructive to an offense. They just don't. I'm okay. I came out of this. My first take was, well, this offense not going to be quite the same offense without Caleb. My second take was, let's be positive. How about these DBs? They can play with anyone.
How about those DBs on USC? Cowherd, I like the positive atmosphere, but this is maybe a 7-win team next year?
Oh. Okay.
6, 7?
Well, the schedule, once again, USC willing to play all comers. It's a tough schedule.
Okay, we've talked
LSU
about
LSU and Michigan first two games.
We could just put the 2024 season to rest right now.
We'll not
talk about them on the show. Next up, the Cavs. How about in the NBA? Listen, I said I would not trade Trae Young for Austin Reeves. Donovan Mitchell, that's the guy the Lakers need to target. He was phenomenal in their game one game. I know it's against Orlando. He had 30 points, but I'm just saying both ends of the floor, man, he was showing out. Looks like he's saying, hey, LeBron, come get me. I mean, nobody could guard. Look at these moves, man. It's spicy.
So this was the one game I did not watch. I was throwing some weights around.
Yeah, you were throwing weights around. I was watching this game.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to see this. This was the one playoff game I did not see, but I heard Donovan was great.
It's on NBA TV. Game two tonight.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's tonight. Listen, man. Evan Ingram, by the way. Evan Mobley played great defense. Cleveland is a bit of a sleeper. I don't know if they'll push Boston at all.
You know, it's interesting. So all these hot teams went into the playoffs. Dallas, Phoenix, Philly got rolled.
Yeah.
The team that was struggling, Cleveland, comes in and wins because they sensed, hey, we got to get it together. We got to play with some urgency. Yeah. So a team that was struggling. By the way, Milwaukee was a team that was scrapping. They come in and play brilliant.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how the teams
this happens in the NFL too. Remember, Joe Flacco comes and the Browns are hot and fun and they get their doors blown off by CJ Stroud by like 60. Remember that? Like, you're right. Let's not read too much into late season stuff.
In the NBA, a third of the teams are tanking and a third of the teams are literally resting starters for the playoffs.
Yeah. Cavs looking good. Orlando is out of their depth. Finally, Knicks Sixers. Woo. This is fun. Okay, so we know that the Knicks have Celebrity Row. You're watching Jason Bateman. Here's a guy from SNL, Spike
Tracy
Lee,
Morgan.
Obviously. But Kelly Oubre of the Sixers is really fired up. And he said the Knicks are giving away $100,000 free tickets just to be there, and the celebrities don't care about the game. Well, Ben Stiller, who you know pretty well, Ben Stiller, great actor, had this comeback. Oh, I think I care a lot more about the game than you thought I cared. Kelly Oubre. Pretty good, no, Ben Stiller?
I like that.
You like that? I thought that was really funny. You seemed to
By Matthew Modine. Can I give you a little Matthew Modine trivia?
I might know who that is.
So he was the actor. Show the video again. So when I was in college at Eastern Washington University, the Harvard of the Palouse, there was a movie shot partially on our campus. It was in Spokane called Vision Quest. Matthew Modine, great artist. Matthew Modine was the underdog high school wrestler. It's a great movie called Vision Quest. Really good movie.
Oh, that's him right there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, there he is.
And he wrestled, one of the guys he wrestled in the movie was actually a wrestler at Eastern Washington.
Oh,
so
wow.
Our college, known for great academic strength and broadcasting excellence, Matthew Modine in Spokane, it was one of my last years in college. So go, have you ever seen Vision Quest?
No, I don't know.
It's the three or four of the most underrated movies of my life. Dead Calm.
What?
Oh, that's a great movie. Billy Zane. Dead Calm is the most underrated movie of my life. Dead Calm. Vision Quest is another top two or three underrated movie of all time.
Is this the most press Matthew Modine has
gotten? He's a great artist.
Decade?
He's an accomplished artist.
Where are the hot people from the front row? Where are like the attractive women? Like,
you don't think that?
Singers?
I bet you he's a very good looking man. I think he's a 60-year-old guy. Look, if I wish I looked like that at 60.
So Matthew Modine, Silver Fox, Colin Cowherd, Silver Fox.
No,
so
I'm just telling
70s
you,
baseball
he's
man?
A very respected actor.
Oh, certainly.
And Vision Quest is an awesome movie. And
Kelly,
Dead Calm.
Kelly Oubre is going to get booed heavily tonight from the Garden. That's going to be a juiced up scene tonight.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like the Garden. I will tell you this. No arena in the NBA jumps through the television set like the Garden. I don't even know what the hell it is. It just does.
They got the lighting down to
the
perfection.
Lighting, you can see everybody.
Yeah.
Steve Sciarrapo was in the crowd.
I'm sure Jerry Seinfeld will be out there tonight. Like, it's going to be...
I thought he's a baseball guy.
Yeah, but it's Knicks playoffs versus the Mets. Aren't the Mets a disaster?
No, they just beat the Dodgers, didn't they? Didn't they win a series or
one
something?
One series. Come on. It's 162 games. I guarantee you the Mets will be under 500. The best story in New York for sports... is Jalen Brunson in the Knicks. Way better than
by a mile.
Close.
Yeah. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
So Zach Wilson is now a Denver Bronco. And by the way, Field Yates, he works at the Air Place, he said a reminder on how difficult quarterback evaluation is. Five quarterbacks were taken in the top 15 picks of the 2021 draft. Four have been traded. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. And by the way, traded for not much. A six, a four, a six, and a six. But it's weird. I look at this quarterback class, and I'm like, all of them could succeed. The one that everybody loves, J.J. McCarthy, I don't know what to make of that.
Who's better at evaluating quarterbacks, us or the NFL? NFL teams.
Well, I don't think anybody's perfect.
Be honest. Look, it doesn't lie. Other people have put up this Field Yates thing. Bro, 2021 draft.
A disaster. A disaster.
Four guys in the first round gone. Hey, who plays more next year? Justin Fields or Zach Wilson? Justin Fields traded, obviously.
Zach Wilson.
Plays more than Fields in Pittsburgh?
Fields isn't getting on the fields. Not getting on the field.
There's another wager we have to make. Another loss for you. Justin Fields will
Zach
be playing
Zach Wilson will start for the Broncos. Week one. Well, you
over Stidham? Zach Wilson's not even in the building yet. Stidham's been there.
They've been working on this trade for 2 months, according to Tom Pelissero. Here is Tom Pelissero when the news broke on our show.
Jets have just traded Zach Wilson to the Broncos. They are going to send a 2024 sixth-round pick for Wilson and a 2024 seventh-rounder. Teams are going to divide up his bonus. You get him for virtually nothing in terms of a late-round pick swap. The Jets are paying, I don't know the exact numbers, but they're paying a significant amount of his training camp roster bonus too. So this is a low-risk flyer on a guy who a few years ago, I mean, I had many coaches make the case to me that Zach Wilson's tape was better than Trevor Lawrence's. If anybody can get the most out of Zach Wilson, it's going to be Sean Payton. I can tell you this, Colin, that tweet's been sitting in my drafts for like a month, so glad I had that ready to go when I got the text live on your show. Glad that one's off the table. A quarterback draft week trade is done, broken live here on the Herd. How about that?
Tom Pelissero can actually have a tweet in a draft. I wouldn't even know how to keep a tweet in a draft. I wouldn't even know what are the I tweet and they get out. I tweet and run. I tweet out. I don't draft tweets. Yeah. Tweets.
That's probably smart. Does Pelissero need to go back to some sources who said that Zach Wilson had better tape than Trevor Lawrence? Stop it. Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. He was unstoppable.
I know, but I don't believe in patting yourself on the back, but I will say there was one prominent American honesty broker who didn't buy Zach Wilson.
Just one? Come on. I was just rooting for my team. I never,
You gave him a nickname 5 minutes
because
after
he was going to the Jets. If he was going to, Seahawks, I would, who cares? But he's going to the Jets. Come on, so I got to get fired up. Yeah. By the way, do we have time to drill deep on the Jets, what they're going to do in the draft? Is it Brock Bowers? Is that going to be the guy?
Tight ends in the first round don't do great.
I don't love it. I like him, but not in the first. It's like you like Bo Nix, but do you want to take him 14th or whatever?
No, tight ends don't historically deliver. Kyle Pitts was going to be the next big thing. I love Kyle Pitts in college.
How about Laporta? Went second round and set tight end touchdown records with the Lions.
Well, you always draft tight ends out of Iowa. Corn and tight ends in Iowa. Always good.
How's the airport in Iowa, by the way?
Never been there.
Ooh.
I've driven a bus into Iowa. Well, I have.
I didn't know you rode Greyhound. Okay.
It was a nice bus. And then we drove out of Iowa. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.